Cobble Hill's Merrydale Cidery and Distillery will hold its 6th Annual Cider Harvest Festival on September 22. The event will offer an engaging tasting experience featuring land-based ciders from across BC. The festival has become a must-attend event for cider enthusiasts and newcomers alike, offering a unique opportunity to dive into the world of authentic, farm-crafted cider. With shuttle transportation from Victoria, Langford, Duncan and Nanaimo, attendees can enjoy a worry-free journey to and from the festivities. Merrydale's owner Janet Docherty said the festival is celebrating land-based BC ciders only. There are small-batch cidery owners, creating unique blends, she said. All the cideries we've invited are farmers and producers. The festival runs from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, contact Amy Lobb at amy@merrydale.ca. With pleasant temperatures, fewer crowds, and an array of activities, food options to experience, September is one of the best months to visit Malahat Skywalk. Until September 30th, the award-winning attraction is offering its BOGO half-price extravaganza promotion, giving visitors half-off admission when one full-price adult or senior ticket is purchased. The 50% off ticket is only valid for seniors, 65+, during the week and youth, 17 and under, on the weekends. This offer provides further incentive for first-time and repeat visitors to take in all that this authentic Vancouver Island attraction has to offer during this unique time of year. To take advantage of Malahat Skywalk's September promotion, guests can purchase their full-price adult or senior ticket online or in person at Malahat Skywalk. If purchased online, visitors can claim the second half-price admission ticket by providing their confirmation, the purchase of a full-price adult, senior ticket, at the ticket window. For more information on Malahat Skywalk, its BOGO half-price extravaganza promotion, hours, and more, visit malahatskywalk.com or contact them directly at 1-833-625-2428. Step into an evening of creativity and connection at the Cowichan Public Art Gallery's Mix and Mingle on September 17. This is your chance to unwind, enjoy a drink, and explore the captivating path of the Totem exhibit, a heartfelt celebration of Indigenous cultural heritage in our community at the event, the latest in the Duncan Cowichan Chamber of Commerce's Mix and Mingle series. Mingle with fellow chamber members as you discover the stories behind Duncan's iconic totem poles, the chamber said. The exhibit features two compelling sections. Path of the Totem. Concept to completion takes you on a journey from the artist's initial sketches to the majestic final installations, while Follow the Line showcases exquisite First Nations prints that explore the deep roots of form-line design. Join us for an evening that blends art, culture, and conversation in a relaxed and inspiring setting. We're excited to share this special experience with you. The event, which is free for chamber members and their guests, begins at 5 p.m. at the Art Gallery. Register online, call 250-748-1111 or email chamber@duncancc.bc.ca. A new program aimed at sparking and supporting innovative tourism ideas in the Cowichan region has been announced by local and provincial tourism partners. The Spark Mentorships and Grants program will match selected applicants from the area with a tourism mentor, provide a $3,000 grant and additional partner support to help take their new tourism ideas to the next level of development. The goal is to find, foster and support new tourism ideas, experiences and partnerships that will enhance current offerings, address gaps or challenges, motivate travel and longer stays, and increase year-round visits. Applications are encouraged from entrepreneurs, small businesses and nonprofit organizations based in the Cowichan region from September 5 to November 12. Following a review process, 5 finalists will be invited to a virtual pitch session where 3 winners will be selected. The Spark program was first launched in Ontario in 2018 by the Tourism Innovation Lab and has now expanded to several regions across British Columbia. The Cowichan Spark program is presented by Destination British Columbia in collaboration with 4TVI, Tourism Cowichan and the Tourism Innovation Lab. For more information on the Spark Mentorships and Grants program and upcoming info sessions, visit tourisminnovation.ca/Cowichan. The Nanaimo Foundation has partnered with Kwamit Lelem Foundation to deliver $200,000 in funding to 3 organizations in the Cowichan Valley. More than $106,000 will be granted to Nourish Cowichan to support hiring urgently needed additional staff to ensure effective, equitable service delivery. $70,000 will be given to Chimanas Harvest House to support operations and staff expenses. And more than $23,000 will be granted to the Cowichan Hospice Society for grief support training for professionals working with children and youth. The funding comes from the province's Community Prosperity Fund, which supports vital nonprofits that serve communities in BC. Over the past few years, British Columbians continue to showcase resilience, innovation and tenacity as they face new challenges, said Megan Dykeman, Parliamentary Secretary for Community Development and Nonprofits. Myself and Premier David Eby are elated to announce a total of $60 million in funding to not-for-profits, and we thank local community foundations who have been supported in the funding's distribution.